Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships Are Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. If you are new, welcome. And if you are a regular listener, hey, I'm so glad you are here. Now, I have over 230 episodes. So if you are new, please scroll back where I'm talking about everything relationships, from those toxic breakups to moving forward, to recognizing a narcissist, to knowing when to leave, and everything in between. So please have a scroll back. You will definitely find something there that you may need to hear today. So I have decided that one of the things I don't talk about enough is, once you get through that toxic relationship, what is waiting for you on the other side, and how you can literally use your toxic breakup as the catalyst to incredible success and joy in your life. This is what I've done with my own life. I look back and I cannot believe the changes in my life that have come from using the struggle, the pain, the experiences that I've been through to create a life that I love on my terms. And one of the things I have a lot of people saying to me in my everyday life is, you are literally the manifesting queen, Sally. Like, I am blown away by how you do this, this, and this, and so on. And look, I have to admit, I've probably always been really good at the manifesting. You know, we didn't call it manifesting back then when I was like a young girl. But I've definitely always had that ability, as we all do, by the way. We all have it, but tapped into it to make a decision about something that I wanted and how it would come into my life. And I can also see the times in my life when I was caught in those toxic cycles and there was a lot of chaos and a lot of drama, how, of course, I wasn't thinking about anything other than surviving half the time, right? And so it wasn't that I wasn't manifesting then. I was probably manifesting more of the struggle because I was caught in it, and that was where my mind was at and my vibration was at. And look, coming out of the other side of relationships, guys, the toxic patterns, when you make that decision to change the trajectory of your life, to change your beliefs, your programming, and knowing that something amazing is waiting for you, oh my God, it is like the best feeling in the world. So I'm going to share with you today my favorite tips on manifesting love, on manifesting great connections, whatever it is, on manifesting in general. I want you to know that you absolutely can have what you choose to have, right? But it's not a case of just sitting there and wishing and hoping. There has to be an energetic within you that you know that this is possible, that you know that you are going to have it happen. When I look at some of the things I have manifested, it is pretty incredible. I mean, I'm talking from moving countries to calling in different types of relationships to creating success in business, from so many things. Like, I have a list that is so long. I was going to share some of those things today, but I thought, no, I think I'll leave that for a longer podcast because this is a quicker one today. But I want to just give you, I guess, inspiration and knowledge of knowing that when you get out of that toxic situation, or you may be out of that, right? And you're now starting over and you're wondering, where do I go from here? I want you to start embodying the new version of you. I want you to start knowing that you are energy being and you are calling in exactly how you feel about yourself. So the more we can feel connected to our truth, the more we are living authentically, the more likely you are to match up with things in your life that are going to bring you joy and everything that you want. And look, one of the things I will share with you on one thing that I did manifest many years ago, actually, was a new car, like we all do. I think it's the one of those ones that we do, and it's something that I need to be focusing on now again. But the way that car came about was how so many of my other manifestations occurred. And it was pretty incredible because the car actually showed up within 3 weeks of me making that intention, which was like insane. And it was a Mercedes. It was something that I used to dream about having, and it came. Probably need to do that again now because I definitely need to upgrade, right? It's definitely in there. But going back to manifesting for love, right? Let's talk about those tips on manifesting for love or calling in something healthy, new connections, right? So my first tip on manifesting is you have to believe it's possible. And I don't mean just conceptually in your mind. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, feel it into your body. Like, I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I truly believe I can find a great partner? Do I really believe that I can have a healthy relationship? Do I really believe that it's possible for me to have what I really want? Is it possible? And this is really important, right? Can you have what it is that you truly, truly want? It's one of the big parts of manifesting, because I feel like so many people are wanting something, doing their visualizations, but they don't really believe it. They're like, oh, I don't know. And they start questioning, they get into the thoughts, into the dialogue. So number one point is believe it is possible and feel it energetically. Like, see it as already done. Like, I want you to think about the version of you when you have that relationship and what that looks like, and feel into it like every day. I will just add here, you know, some people say to me, is it a good idea to write down like what you want in a relationship and read it every day? I really believe in writing things out, and it gives you a real like knowing of what you truly do want. You don't necessarily need to read everything every day, but just to have it written down in the first place to get really clear. Because it's funny, because I have in the past manifested relationships, and I remember this one relationship that showed up in my life when I was in my 20s, and this guy was amazing. Everything on the manifesting chart that I had done at that time was it. But the one thing that I didn't put in there, which is just like, you know, crazy, but I didn't put down, we have chemistry. Now, even though this guy was super good looking, just the most beautiful human, I never had that chemistry like I needed with him. And then when I looked, I remember like just thinking, why don't I have the chemistry? What's going on? There's another reason why I didn't have the chemistry. I've come to realize I had a lot of wounds at the time, and, you know, maybe I would have if I met him today, right? But my point is this, it's be specific when you're writing that list out of what you do want, because I really feel like the universe truly listens. So yes, to that question that people have asked me a lot, should I write things down? Absolutely, write them down. Doesn't mean you have to read them every day, but definitely have a clear vision of what you want in that person and believe it's already done. Number two, like I kind of what I've just said really, is embodying that future version of you like you're living it now. Like, embody it. This is the key. And look, Joe Dispenza talks a lot about this, about being greater than your current situation, because every time you're living in the confines of your current reality, you're literally repeating the past over and over. And the way to create something new is to step into the unknown, is to step into the present moment, be greater than your current circumstances, and feel it as if it's already done. And that is a challenge sometimes, because we're looking around and we're thinking, I haven't had a relationship for this long. The last one was so toxic. You know, how is this possible? And we get into all those narratives. And so therefore we keep creating the same patterns, right? But by learning to embody the now moment, embody that version, which takes practice, by the way, it's not like, oh yes, let me just think some nice thoughts for a while. It's a decision. Right? We're energy beings. We're always creating. We're always manifesting. Whether we're aware of it or not, we are always doing that. And so I want you to see that as already done, that future version of yourself. Think greater, like watch yourself over the day, like notice what you're thinking. You could be driving along and then you notice you're thinking, oh my God, it's never going to happen. And then go, oh no, I used to think that way. That's another great hack, by the way, to bring yourself into the present moment. When you find yourself getting caught into the negative narratives, tell the mind, I used to be negative about that. I used to think I wasn't going to find someone, and it brings you back into the present moment. Okay. Very powerful hack that is. The third one. Now, yes, this is one. I know this might sound a little bit kind of like, okay, what it is being detached from outcome. And it's like, how can I not be attached though? It's something I want. But this is the thing, guys. When you know what you want, embody that version of you, step into that version of you, and you see it as already done, let it go then. Like, totally let it go. Because holding on to something blocks energy. Like, holding on too tightly, we literally contract and the energy can't flow. We literally shut down on an energetic level when we're holding on too tight to something. And think about your own life where there's been experiences when you've really wanted something to happen and you're holding on so tight and then it just, you know, falls through your fingers and it doesn't happen. We have to be willing to be detached from the outcome. And this is something I have definitely mastered. And I would definitely say the word mastered in this case for me, because of so many disappointments way back in my life and being so attached to these outcomes. And then stepping into, you know, my own healing journey and empowering myself, I began to see that God, the universe, whoever you call divine, was always had my back. And by me holding on was never, ever going to bring me what I wanted. It was literally like, you know what? I'm detaching from the outcome because I know what I want. I'm in that vibration. I'm in that vision and it will show up. And letting go. So letting go of the outcome is so critical in your manifesting goals. I just see it like people have these visions, but they're holding on so tightly or they're lamenting over it's never going to happen. I'm never going to find it. And they stay stuck in those negative narratives, even though they might have embodied some kind of version of themselves earlier on that day. And they're sort of in between, you know, and I get it. That happens. Okay. But the more you trust, the more you believe, the more you see it as already done and let go, the faster and easier it shows up. Trust me, it is a power. And I would just like to say on tip four, I feel knowing what you don't want is also super important. And I say that not to focus on what you don't want, because then, of course, you bring in what you don't want, right? Because your focus is, I don't want someone that's, you know, drinks all the time. I don't want someone that, you know. No, what I'm saying is just have a, know in your mind that type of person that you do want, but also know what you don't want in that person. Because I feel like sometimes people show up and they can be a lot like what we want, but then there are certain things in that person that you know aren't probably right. And if you're not really sure about what you don't want, we can somehow negotiate things, right? And I'm not saying that you have to have perfect to exactly what you've written. I'm talking about when someone shows up and they've got a lot of the things you do like, and there's some things that you don't like, right? But you tell yourself, oh, it'll be all right. But will it? If you know you don't like, say, for example, someone that works all the time, pretty much a workaholic, would you want that even though he's got all the other traits that you like? And no. And recently somebody sort of came into my life. Well, they didn't really come, they crossed my path, I should say. And there was so much about that person that I liked, and there could have been a potential future or, you know, definitely a start of a relationship in that sense. But I could see very early on certain behaviors that I knew were kind of my no, I don't want, right? It kind of hit my don't want list. And it was just like, okay, I need to pay attention to that, because whilst this person has got this, and this, I now know that this, you know, non-negotiable, what I don't want, will definitely sabotage the relationship anyway. It's not going to be what I truly want. And I had to listen to that. And so know what you don't want. So that is my message today, guys. Let me just recap. Remember, you're an energy being. You're always creating. You're always manifesting. You're always calling in what you want or what you don't want based on your most dominant thought patterns. And that is how it works. You don't have to call it manifesting. You can call it mental rehearsal. You know, manifesting can have a new agey connotation to it. And it's like, oh, what's all this new agey spiritual stuff? You know, I am a God believer, and I also believe in that, in science as well. And some people might say that's like, how can you believe in God and believe in science? Well, I do, you know, and there are many of us that do, right? It's all about whatever works for you. But there is no denying that we are, our life externally is always a representation of our most dominant beliefs and thought patterns on a core level. And knowing that you can manipulate the world in a way that you want, with God's love and support is how I see it. It's not like manipulating, it's probably not the right word, manipulating energy in situations. I feel like when everything's for the higher good of yourself and mankind, you can, the world just moves in the most incredible ways. And I feel like that's the most beautiful thing about manifesting. And that is what I would say too, is you can't manifest and manipulate another person. So sometimes I've spoken to people and they've said, you know, I want this guy, I just can't let go of him. And my thing is, look, you can't manifest that person to come to you, but whatever you love about that person, qualities, put that in your vision, because it may not be him, but it will be someone that embodies that, that you love about that person. Because that's like me saying, I want Keanu Reeves, which, yeah, but okay, what about Keanu Reeves do you like? And then maybe put that out to the universe rather than Keanu Reeves, right? Or Ryan Reynolds, right? So just know that you, this is what the beauty is. Like I said at the start of this podcast, of coming out of a toxic situation, and once you find your feet and once you begin healing, and for anyone listening that isn't even in a toxic situation or never been in a toxic situation, although if you're listening to my podcast, there's probably something of that going on. But life after toxic is freaking amazing. You break the patterns and you start this new life. And if you are interested in working with me, by the way, please DM me on my Instagram account. I'm getting a new website at the moment, and sometimes it's down, sometimes it's up, the old one. So because of the new changeover, but come and DM me and ask about my one-to-one coaching. But I am going to love you and leave you. Like I say, let's just recap. Believe it's possible. Know it's done. Embody the future version of you. Be detached from outcome and know what you don't want. Let me know how you go with this. I want to hear your stories. I want to know how you're doing. And I am here for you. And let's just share in this great 2022 of manifesting the life of our dreams, manifesting everything we deserve, right? Be a vibrational match to that which you are calling in. And I can guarantee you'll have some amazing stories to share with me. So I am looking forward to hearing from you. On that note, I'm going to love you and leave you. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon, guys.